bring his own fear and excitement in times of stress.
Narayan Singh had that knack, though he'd had little opportunity to exercise it recently.
He'd done so now. He remained calm enough not to break the Shadow Master's neck. He understood the cost. Strangulation is a slow process. Its victim seldom cooperates.
Singh shouted, "I need armholders!"
At first he said that in deceiver cant.
Only the child understood.
She did not have the strength to restrain the Shadow Master.
She told Soulcatcher, "You, take his right arm and pull. You, the smelly one, take hold of his left arm. Now, in the name of my mother."
Catcher snapped,
"In the name of your real mother, who happens to be my pain-in-the-ass sister, you're going to get a paddling as soon as we finish with this piece of shit."
The voice she used was a dead ringer for that of somebody I used to know who had been a devout believer in not sparing the rod. Long Shadow was one stubborn fish. He thrashed a lot longer than I thought any human could without air. The kid told the others,
"Make sure you don't kill him.
Go teach your grandma to suck eggs, brat."
This time, Catcher's voice was identical to Goblin's. I felt a sudden fear for the little wizard.
Long Shadow collapsed. "Tie him, and gag him, and put him in that chair of his,"
Catcher told Howler.
"Fix him good. Then look around for any more surprises he may have here."
The shadow had vanished, either out the cracked door, into hiding, or destroyed.
Howler, panting, asked,
"And what'll you be doing, oh mighty one?"
"Setting the pecking order straight."
She grabbed the Daughter of Night, dropped to one knee, bent the struggling child over the other, mouthed a spell that flung Narayan Singh across the room hard enough to knock him cold, then yanked the kid's pants down and proceeded to apply a well-deserved tanning. The child never cried, but tears filled her eyes once Catcher finished. She felt both humiliated and deserted. Again she faced a crisis of faith. The stench of Kena had faded as soon as the kid got too busy to mess with her incomplete summoning. Catcher said,
"You give me any more crap, sweetheart, and next time you get intimately acquainted with a willow switch."
"You got him tied up good?"
"I'm working on it. You've waited this long. You don't need to get in any big damned hurry now."
"I want to get control of his shadows. They're not going to sit still."
"I know the plan. I helped write it,"
Howler screeched. There was a world of irritation in his cry. I had to see the old man. Chapter 65. They're squabbling among themselves already, I told Croker, after he shooed everybody outside. But they definitely have Long Shadow on the hook. Catcher intends to make him do whatever she wants.
She going to do a taking?
I hadn't thought of that. That kind of stuff had happened only way, way back. Would she know how?
She might. But she might not have enough to work with where Long Shadow is concerned.
She might need to know his true name. We know he's got that hidden in the Shadowgate spell. What's going on here?
I've ordered the new division to move over to the Shadowgate and relieve the old division. If I get them entangled with the shadows before they understand what the Prabhrindra Dra is doing, they won't be able to participate.